Good evening. Good evening. Yes, I'm here.
All right. It's now 8 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and let you give us our open selection.
Okay. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise,
okay.
In the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You may have all of this world. Give me dark midnight was my cry. Dark midnight was my cry. Dark midnight was my cry. Give me Jesus. Give me what to share tonight. You know, I thought about
when two babies are born, as they get a certain age, you have to teach them how to talk. Mm-hmm. And that the thing about it, from that point on, you don't have to teach them how to talk. Then you have to begin to teach teach us how to listen. And so as believers, we need to really pay attention to what we hear, because it is in the listening that we can find out what God's will is for us and know how to move forward in it. And just, so that's kind of what I want to touch on tonight. With the scriptures, if you want to follow me in the word, we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 50, John chapter 10, verse 27, and Psalms 46 and verse 10. We know that God has a plan, and all we have to do is follow it. And as we begin now to know that it's important that we not only hear the word, but we learn how to listen. And there's a difference in hearing and listening. The hearing is the power of perceiving something, a sound or a tone of something. But listening gives one the opportunity to pay attention to what has been said and to be able to obey. Now, and that's what we have to do. We have to not only hear it, but we have to listen so we can get God's instruction before we can move forward into what he said to us. You had opportunities, as I said, to hear a lot of things that was such a blessing. And now, what did you do with it? That's the question I want to ask. But I don't want you to answer that for my sake. I want to answer it for your sake. If you answer it, then you'll know whether you not only heard, but you had the opportunity to put into practice what you heard. So as we look at the scripture, we find out that in Isaiah 50, it said it was the Lord's argument. In verses 4 and 5, where we want to see what the Lord is saying to us, and what he said then, he also said it to us now. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. That should show how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning. He waketh my ears to hear as the learned. Verse 5 say, the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Now, if our ears is open, we know we have the natural ears that everyone has, but as believers, we also have the spiritual ears that allow us to hear the spiritual thing that we need to hear to be able to grow spiritually. And we're supposed to have the tongue of the learned and the ear of the learned. That means we need to be able to hear words. And it may be that it's something that we're reading in the scripture that also quicken our spirit, and we pay attention to that and be able to pass it on to somebody else. Or it may be a word somebody speaks to us, but whatever way it comes to us, we need to be ready to pass it on to somebody that needs to hear a word from the Lord. And so when we study the word, and that's another reason we study the word, because it's not always what someone else said, but it's what is God saying to us as individuals. What is he saying to you? And only when you are convinced that God is talking to you can you be convinced and confident in passing it on to someone else. So it's important to, just like babies learn how to talk, and then they never lose that ability, as believers, we not only learn how to, you know, in talking, to talk with God is the thing. We not only learn how to talk to God, but we also learn that it's important that it's two-way communication. So it's not just talking, but then once we finish talking, we need to learn how to listen. And it's a skill in doing that that has to come from the Father. Now, and he gives us many gifts, and they're all for the body of Christ. So like I said, you may get a word out of reading the word, and then you find yourself to share a word with someone. But always God will prepare you if you need to speak a word to someone to encourage them when they're weary. The Lord will make sure that you have what you need to say. He will open your ears, but also will give you the tongue of a learned person. Now, I want to share this with you. As I was on my trip, I found myself in not only the airport but on the plane. And the person that was sitting next to me needed to hear a word from the Lord, and it was wonderful because the Lord had made me ready to share with them and without having any hesitation, because you know sometimes it's a passing thing. You don't spend the time, a lot of time with an individual. So, but you may not have a lot of time with an individual. So whatever you do, we need to do it quickly. And so I thank God because I said, you know, as believers, we need to be ready to serve 24/7. And we're never on vacation from serving God and obeying God. And that was with that attitude or mentality that helped me to know that whenever the opportunity to presented itself, that I needed to go ahead and give the person what God had given me. And I thought it was right. I was like, oh, I'm still a little bit in awe because of the way all the different things happened. But both going down to Texas and returning home in the airport and on the plane, I had an opportunity to minister to the person persons that was sitting next to me, and also in the airport, there was a mother that was assisting me, and she just started telling me that she had four children now to take care of because her son, which was their father, had committed suicide, and she said, and she was the one that had to find him. And after he shot himself, but now she also have children to take care of. Well, it was like, oh, it touched my heart. So I know that there was words that I could say to her, and what God gave me is what I said, and I felt like it was appropriate because you'll know when it's the Lord, and you'll know when where to draw the line. And also, you know, we pray for, you know, learn to pray for people, not just then, but also to remember them in your prayer later on. And on the plane, it was a little girl and her mom that sat beside me, and I thought it was like so precious. She was going home to start the second grade, and so the first thing I said, well, you know, I will pray for your new teacher, and I pray that you make good grades too. And so she just smiled, and her mom was like, yeah, yeah. But then as the plane was then getting ready, it was like, she didn't know they prayed for my dad also. She leaned over to me and said, and daddy is in Wyoming. And I knew in my spirit that meant pray for my daddy also. And I said, that was so cute. And so, you know, it was like, oh, God is so good. And when we have opportunity to speak to those that are weary, we need to have a word. And the only way we can do that is when God is ministering to us through our studying of the word or somebody else speaking the word is that we not just hear the word, but we listen to what we're hearing so that we can grow spiritually and be able to apply that when we need to speak to someone else. Because you can, you know, we in I think in the book of James, it says not just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer also. Well, I think under the part of doer, listening, pay attention, so you'll have something to share when the time comes. So anyway, that half of both going and coming, and I knew it was the Lord, but also on the way back when a young lady sat beside me had gotten hurt on her job, and she was in a lot of pain. And she said to me, you know, I mentioned a couple of things to her, and then she said, you know, I know that the Lord had me to sit beside you. She said, because a lot of people will say, I will pray for you, but they don't talk to you. And it was like, you know, I'm sure I've been guilty of that too, but it really opened my eyes to begin to think about making sure that we don't just say to people, and I know I've said it a lot, but I also know that I'm ready to also speak a word to those that are weary. But they need to pay attention to the fact that's not enough just to say, I'll pray for you, especially if the person needs a word right then. And it wasn't so much an outward thing that was disturbing nobody. It wasn't all that. And but the fact that when she said that, I knew, okay, this is something we need to pay attention to. So, but she said, I know this is God because I have been crying for days what she was dealing with. But it also got my attention when she said, but, you know, a lot of people say, I'll pray for you, but they don't talk to you. So we need to learn how to listen to our heart with our spirit man as well as with our natural ear so that we can know what it, and the Lord will let you know what the weary person needs. So as we learn how to pay more attention to listening and not, because we all are better at talking than we are at listening. So, but we need to pay attention to the fact that as we grow spiritually, we won't be so quick to talk before we have listened with our spiritual ear, so we'll know what is it the Lord wants to use us to say at this time, or how do he want us to deal with this situation that maybe this person that maybe needs something, and he only God knows the heart of man, but and so he can give you what you can say that will minister to the heart, which makes that's what makes the difference. So anyway, as we read the scripture, as we study the word, and we learn more how to listen, and you know, we know how to talk, but now let's learn more how to listen, so that we can hear God and be able to be a servant of the Most High God whenever he needs us to speak. So we need to make listening a priority. We need to practice it. It is an attitude that we need to operate in of quietness. How to be quiet. You know, there's times during the service and it's not wrong with having a moment of silence. Being quiet gives an opportunity for you to hear what is God trying to say to us at that moment. So we need to make listening a priority, practice the attitude of quietness, and be able to heal ourselves so we can have the tongue of the learned when we speak. And when we do that, then we can heal ourselves and be ready to be a servant of the Most High God. Thank you, and back to you, Robin.
Thank you, Seth, for all the treasure, right?
Thank you.
Before we go into the break, are you going to check your phone? We're going to really bad noise. If you're not speaking, go on mute, please. Okay. Our 30 seconds tonight is going to come from Tina Strauss. She is to speak to us twice.
Okay. Well, I have another song. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm all this hideous journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand. While I'm on this hideous journey, I want Jesus to walk. God bless you.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and open the line up for inputs and updates.
If I could, this is Tina again. If you all could pray for one of the newer teachers at my school, her name is Miss Fowler. She came to me on Monday. Just about in tears, because she is going through quite a bit. And she said she was right into her second job on her bike, and she fell. And she said she just laid there, and she asked God to help, because she doesn't know what else to do. And in that moment, she said she thought of me, because I always say to her, I'm praying for you. And I choked up a little bit because in that moment I said, pray for you, yes, out loud, okay, I got this. And in that moment I began to pray for her. But I just asked that if you would, please pray for her and me too. Thank you.
This is Lorraine. I asked that you all pray for my neighbor, Alan. He went in the hospital for surgery for kidney stones, and he kept passing out. When he was coming out from under the anesthesia, he kept passing out, and they don't know what's causing him not to stay conscious. So just keep him in your prayers. He and his wife, Becky.
This is Ms. Burwell. Could you pray for Betty Jackson as she makes transition? She's under hospice care, so pray for the family as well. Betty Jackson.
Hi, this is Fran LaPierre. If you could pray for my brother, John Paul LaPierre. He had surgery about a week ago with his shoulder where he got a 9-inch piece of glass into his back, shoulder back area. He is coming along okay, but you know, there's always that risk of infection, so if you could please keep him in your prayers. The other thing is, you know, we have, I go to Holy Name of Jesus Cathedral. Monsignor Brockman got into a car accident a couple weeks ago. He had surgery on his left wrist. He has a splint that he's in right now. So if you could please pray for him, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. No more inputs update. We're going to go right into roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Last week we had 37 people on the line, if no mistake, and we thank God for each and every one of you. On to roll call. Leah, Virginia. Dennis and Sandy.
Here.
Richard and Willie Mae.
Here.
Janet.
Here.
Dan and Juanita.
Here.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Oli.
Here.
Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Grayson.
Here.
Sandra. Mari,
here.
Deborah Bradford. Barbara,
here.
Linda Simpson. Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Ken and Carla. Chris. And Dorothy?
Here.
Josephine? Carla? Charlotte?
There.
Renee? Tangela?
Here.
Cynthia? Kim? Tina?
Here.
Charles?
Here.
Donna? Tonda? Miss Jessie?
Here.
Wanda? Francis? Michael?
Here.
Tanya? Fran.
Here.
Yes. Okay.
Here.
Lorraine M. Lisa.
Here.
Darian.
Here.
Ashanti. And Kamari.
Yes.
Yeah. Did I miss anyone?
Lorraine Jones.
Okay. Anyone else?
Did you get Tanya?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, back to you, Robert.
Thank you, Linda. Okay. Before we turn it over to Pastor Bearwell next week, I was hoping to be in Jeffrey Bradford. I didn't hear a new call, so I'm going to let her know. And I was 32nd. We'll be down by Grace of Jordan. Okay, moving right along. We'll turn it over to Pastor Bearwell while we're closing the prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you for another Thursday night. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your teacher. God, bring forth the word of God. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's on that line. God, we ask you to touch all the ones that's here tonight, Jesus. Lord, whatever their needs are, God, I ask you to meet their needs. God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy toward each one of us, God, and sparing our life another day. We thank you for the gift of life, Jesus. Without you, we are nothing. We are not able to do anything. God, if any sin in our life, search our heart, God. Lord, and move it out, God. Any wickedness, God, may be in our heart. Move it out, Jesus. We want to please you, God. Strengthen us. Strengthen our heart, God, and make us do the things that's pleasing to you. Order our steps, God. You said the steps of a good man and woman is ordered by you. Order ourselves, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. Lord, remember all the spoken and unspoken requests tonight, Jesus. God, I thank you for my sister-in-law, God. Lord, touch her, God, as she makes transition. You know all about the situation, God. Lord, you are able, God, to heal, and you are able to deliver, God. But, Lord, we give it into you, God. Let your perfect will be done in her life, Jesus. Lord, and remember the follow family, God, the tears, God, the lady that fell down, God. Lord, I ask you to give us strength, God, courage her, God. You told us to let not our heart be troubled, God. Whatever troubling us, God, we can cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. Lord, remember the request, oh, God, Lorraine request, God. Lord, I ask you to remember friend request, God. Lord, every request that we put before you tonight, you told us to bring it to you, God. You told us to trust you, God, with all our heart. You said,
John and Mike. I really look forward to having that little best meeting. That's it.